Was that at the car boot, like?
That was at the car boot. She had a full, everything that to done the babies, and she had another lovely wee coat, and her sister, she says, that's a pound as well. She was going, that's a pound, and that's £2. And she had a beautiful set, but it was all hand-knitted. It was the wee pockies and these wee knitted shoes. They were absolutely beautiful. And the wee loopy hat all done, and it was all done in a presentation box. Plus, that was like two wee baby shoes for hanging up on the pram.
Aye.
She says, I've hand knitted all these. She says, but I'm looking for a fiver for the set for them. I says, that's nothing.
She says,
I've knitted them all. She had them done with white and pink. Some of them were white and red. Some of them were white and blue.
Aye.
And if you'd had five of them, just put the full set, it'd have been a lovely present for somebody, Ken.
Well, that's the point, is trying to get the money for these things.
You get to the baby shops up the street, and I mean, that you're not where Mackay's is.
Aye.
It's about £50 for a frock.
I don't know where people get the money for these things. I mean,
well, that was obviously stuff that lassie must have got for a wee lassie and never used it.
Aye.
Because the tags was all still on them, Ken. She had cot blankets, she had everything. And I'm saying to myself, see anybody expecting a wedding new, they could have went there and got a full thing for about £30.
That's exactly the point. They could have went down there and yet you just get to go up to the store up the street there, they're paying £50 for a wee frock. Aye.
And you've the block if they've had it on
and
price.
And you've got all that stuff. It's just amazing what people take down there, you know, at the markets and the car boots and that.
And when that lassie opens it up, she'll think as much of that and thing. And I mean, that wee soft toy's got the tag and everything on it.
Well, that's a bony wee
thing.
We
got it for nothing.
Aye.
We got it for nothing. So I put that in. I've got a nice wee care down there. I think I got it for 10p. I'll get one of the wee fancy bags out of the home bargains for about 39 pence and that bit. It'll look good.
Aye, she'll appreciate it too, because, I mean, as you said, you didn't get a chance to talk to her the other day there in the chapel.
That couple at the back was busy trying to huckle us into the next seats, and I'm saying to myself, I wouldn't get time here, it's done. Because Agnes Nealis came back round and she says, Mary, she says, this is the... Can't remember what she cried
for last. What was her name again?
She says, this is a wee new baby, and she's brought it round to let you see it.
Aye.
And I just went out of the way and went, that couple started to huckle us into the next seat again.
Mm-hmm.
And they must have said to themselves, that's a fine thing.
But well, it wasn't
I was
your
getting
fault.
Shoved. That's right. What I says to Andrea, I'll give you a phone. She says, mind me come up and see you. And I says, I'll give you a phone.
Aye.
Because you couldn't do anything.
Well, you didn't get a chance. That's what I said to you, to double back, and I would keep the seat.
And I definitely, I hadn't even my purse in, because I went up that night, and all I had was the Easter cares that was trying to get in. I didn't take a purse with me.
But it doesn't matter. She cares. Andrea will care that you'll take something up for the lassie. You
I'll
want to be
something.
Because it was a totty wane, wasn't it, eh?
Oh, she was a wee totty.
Absolutely totty for her age.
Oh,
she looked newborn, didn't she?
Aye. She's only 3 weeks old.
Aye.
In fact, that night she had a route, she should have had a hacked up in a
blanket
or something, because she looked
like a
tall one.
Aye.
That woman the day with that stuff, it was unbelievable.
Aye.
But she had the... Did
you say somebody could go down there and dress
their
wains with stuff like that?
But I said to them, when I lifted that up, I said, this will be about £4 or £5,
kind of
that bambini
thing. Bambini's a good make, eh?
She says, oh, it's a pound. She says, I'll eat it for a pound. I says, well, I'll just take that.
A pound for it? Goodness grief. Yeah. You didn't get bargains like that very often. Anyway, that's going to be the best places to go, though.
However. Okay.
What did you try it? Vera.
Vera
Lennon. Vera.
She came out with my Easter care this morning.
Aye.
She's drinking that post this morning. I says, it's a scandal. She says,
well, the post
is
your new stamp.
It's going to end up, she says, you'll just know by cares. I says, well, Kim, I said, I was thinking to myself coming up that road this morning. I says, it would be a good idea for us to start making rain cards. I says, and here slot at the tap.
Aye.
I says, and just send the folk the cards. We slot, one with happy birthday, one with anniversary, one for Christmas and one for Easter on it. I says, what the time of the year, I says, just slot it in. She says, that's a brilliant idea. I says, well, I says, you don't need to be posting one card for the full year then.
Well.
She says, that's what somebody's need to come up with.
Well, you design it and I'll make it for you.
Aye.
Well, considering the stamps have been up to 60 pence for one stamp, and considering all the cares that you put out in a year, Easter and Christmas,
yeah,
all through the year, that's going to cost us a fortune. I think a lot more will be delivered by hand.
Well, that's what I was saying to John. He was saying about it today. I said, you could do it in that care shop and you'll get 8 nice cares for £1.
Mm-hmm.
I says, and to post the 8 cares, I says, in the future, it's going to cost you £4.80.
That's right.
He says, I never thought of that, Mary. I says, well, that's what it's going to be. I says, and that's, I mean, if you're buying a card, I says, for about 10 or 12p, I says, it's costing you 60 to post it. I says, it's ridiculous.
I think they're trying to destroy the post office. I think they're basically, They're probably trying to work it to a level where they can get justification and selling it off to the private sector totally. This is probably just a ploy actually, putting the stamps up to that price, because it's not as if it was just a little jump, wasn't it? I mean, went from about 42 pence up to 60 pence. That's 18 pence for one stamp. That's ridiculous, you know. That's ridiculous.
50 pence for a slip.
Yes, I think. I think.
I mean, form to send the other day, there was £5 to get it.
£5 to send a silly wee form.
The last time I sent a recorded delivery letter, it wasn't all that long ago, it was last year, man, so I can't make what it was for. Right. And it was £1.29.
It was because I sent it recorded and signed for, and basically next day delivery, because it was the Friday, the next day delivery would be the Monday. But if you add all them together, that's where they get you. You know, they just keep adding wee bits in. So, and the best is there's no guarantee we'd even get there for the Monday, so it doesn't matter. That's all we need. But certainly as regards postage, yeah, there's going to have to be some rethinks on what gets sent out, or how it gets sent out, or put it to that way. You're not going to stop sending their cars. So, I'll get on with things, eh? It's another beautiful day. Seem to be greenies up in the top of the tree.
Yeah.
Ah, it's good to get the sunshine, isn't it?
See that, the pots that's there?
Yeah, I'll get them
to. Can they go round the side of the house and away from the back door? Aye,
I'm tidying the gear up the new anyway, so we're all done. Getting a wee bit of time.
I'm on a block,
so you can
still
have answers. Never ending tasks. But if this weather keeps up, it'll be great and going with things, eh?
Yeah. And we'll try and get 3 wee pots for that front bit of the door this year.
Size of the hawk. He's up about 300 feet there, and look at the wingspan. That's not just an ordinary buzzard or something, Mary. That's a big bird. He'll be looking for his breakfast. As long as he doesn't get it in an ear garden, that's the main thing. Right, okay, I'm going to go in. Thanks, eh? Okay. I'll get the shading on the conservatory when the sun comes round. Sun will be round there in about an hour's time, and I'll get it done then, eh?
It's just
that
they cool the place down
a bit,
because that conservatory's
got
full heat.
Oh, the conservatory yesterday was red hot, absolutely.
I'll start fading the stuff that's in it.
Aye.
Is this year even marked?